And that there have been some new families that have moved into our parish area and have made contact with our parish. So I just want to warmly welcome you. And if you are new, please introduce yourself to me after the Mass. I'd love to get to know you. And also we have a little small welcome bag that we'd like to give to you. Now, as you know, Deacon Charles and I have been preaching a series called Becoming a Beacon of Hope. And this in preparation for our parish Lenten mission. And so the first week we spoke about the light of Christ, how we need to have the light of Christ in our hearts if we want to live the kind of good lives that God calls us to, if we want to know inner peace and inner joy, and have a real sense of rightness about our lives. It's essential. We can't do those things without the light of Christ in our hearts. And then the second week, we spoke about the darkness that envelops the lives and hearts of so many other people and how God desires us to share his light with them. And then last week, Deacon Charles spoke about some of the obstacles that could arise that might prevent us from being willing to share our light. And then this week, I'd like to talk about the fact that God calls us not only to share the light of Christ with others, but to be really, really generous in doing so. Today we hear about this generosity of God. Jesus talks about it in the gospel. He says, your Father in heaven makes his sun shine on the good and the bad. He makes it to rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. So in other words, God is 100% generous. He just shares his goodness indiscriminately with everybody. And then Jesus commands that we are to be the same. We are to be like God, as generous as God is. He says, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him the second mile. Go the extra mile. If anyone wants to take your coat from you, give them your cloak as well. And then he raises the bar even higher, and he says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So just as God is extremely generous, and he's generous out of love, so Jesus calls us to love like God and be generous like God the Father. And so he wants us to be his ambassadors in the world. God wants us to bring his message of salvation, message of hope and healing, and to bring the light of Christ to other people in our lives. And St. Paul summarizes this very nicely. He really gets it. He said in the second letter to the Corinthians, he says, we are ambassadors for Christ, and God is making this appeal through us. And so we beg you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So St. Paul really got that he was called to be an ambassador for Christ and to be very generous. And recently I was reminded that as a priest, I'm actually kind of the first who's meant to be generous in this community, a call to a great generosity. It's kind of scary. Our mission preacher, Father Graham, was down a couple of weeks ago to speak with the parish team in order to prepare us to know how we can prepare the parish for the parish Lenten mission. And he was talking about this idea about being generous. And he asked me a surprise question. I didn't know he was going to ask this. And he said, so Father Gary, as a priest, who are you responsible for in God's eyes? And I said, well, for all the Catholics that live at Holy Family Parish. And he said, yes. He says, that means all Catholics, whether they attend Mass or they don't attend Mass. And I said, yes. And then he said, well, what about all the Protestants that live within the parish boundaries? So I hesitated. And I said, I think so. And he said, yes. And then he said, and what about all the Jews, the Muslims, the Buddhists, the atheists? Well, at this point, I started to squirm. And the pressure was being turned up. And I didn't want to look stupid in front of 40 people. And I vaguely remember about 30, 35 years ago in the seminary, one of our profs was talking about this. And I'm trying to remember what he said. And Father Graham saw me kind of had a weird look on my face, and he said, oh, let me help you. He said, the answer is yes. He said, you know, you're the only validly ordained priest in this area. only the Catholic Church and the Orthodox have valid priesthoods. So that means that in God's eyes, you're responsible for every single person in Hanover. I said, thanks. That does not make me feel good. It's a big responsibility. I thought that's what it was, but it's not something I normally think about, so he reminded me. And this Lenten mission is an attempt for us at Holy Family Parish to be very generous, all of us, in reaching out to the people in our community. Just as God lets the rain fall on the good and the bad, just as he lets the sun shine on the righteous and the unrighteous, and he's generous with everybody, so he's calling us to reach out to everybody in our area, everybody who's part of our life, in order to bring his message to them. He really depends upon you and me to invite people to the parish mission so that he can give them the graces that he wants to give to them. So please be generous in asking people to join you to come to the parish mission. And don't worry if people say yes or no. That's not your responsibility. All it is just to ask. I know in some Protestant denominations, when they go out on a mission, this kind of a mission, they will tell their people and say, don't worry about how many no's you get. In fact, later on, we're going to ask you how many no's you got. And the idea is that if some person says, oh, I got 5 people to say no to me, and someone else says, well, I had 7 people say no to me, well, good for you. You did better. You asked more people, you know. So be generous. Pray about it. Think about who in your life, among coworkers, relatives, friends, neighbors, who are maybe walking a little bit in darkness or are uncertain about their relationship with God and could really use the light of Christ in their lives, and invite them to come with you to the parish mission. And I just want to thank the people who are already enthusiastic about the mission. When Father Graham came down a couple of weeks ago, we had about 35 or 40 people come out for 3 meetings with him. And from those meetings, many people put up forth their names to help out. Rhea McFadden, for example, has agreed to form a team of people to pray for the success of the parish mission. And she's developed a beautiful little prayer booklet for that purpose that we'll show you, talk about a little bit next week. And Sam has put together a special band for the music during the mission. Suzanne Plumstead is putting together a welcoming team. Andy Lehman is putting together a team to help with parking and those with special needs when they come for parking. Laura Hergott is heading up the volunteers who will assist with babysitting so that people who come to missions can drop off their children and who will be babysat so the adults can enjoy the mission. Krista Melfi is in charge of hospitality, and Brian Plumstead Sarah Allman are kind of like house managers who are going to oversee and support all the other ministries. So these are just some of the people who have already volunteered their time and effort and are generously working now behind the scenes to make the mission more fruitful. And the mission takes place March 14 to 17. Father Graham will be here preaching at all the weekend masses. I'll be in his parish at St. Thomas, Ontario, to preach for him in his parish. And then Sunday evening, Monday evening, and Tuesday evening, 3 evenings, he will be preaching the mission. Each evening will begin with half an hour of praise and worship, just good music to listen to pray to settle our hearts to help them to be more open to what God wants to do at that evening. And then Father Graham will preach a basic message, and it's especially directed towards people who are maybe far from God, are walking in darkness, are having a tough time in life, who are looking for some hope, looking for healing, who are maybe uncertain about their relationship with God and want to know more about how they're having Jesus in their lives can be a benefit to them. And then the Blessed Sacrament will be exposed for a time of quiet prayer and adoration. And during that time, people can also receive healing prayers if they wish. And many times at this point in time, God will touch people in their hearts in very gentle but profound ways. Sometimes people may feel a warmth going through their bodies or a certain part of their body. Other times people may quietly cry. And they may not know exactly why they're crying, but it feels good and they know that something deep inside of them is being healed. Others may feel very joyful. Others may have a deep peace knowing that things are going to work out even though they don't know quite how. Others may experience a real conversion and for the first time know that God is real, that he loves them, and come to a relationship with him. Others may not experience much, but in the following days and weeks will realize and begin to see a little bit more clearly how God is with them and helping them in their lives. So the parish mission is always a privileged time of grace. God is generous. So nobody who comes to the parish mission with an open heart will ever leave empty-handed. God is far too generous to allow that to happen. Each evening will begin at 7 p.m. and end around 9 p.m. With fellowship and refreshments afterwards for those who wish to stay. And so today in the gospel, Jesus tells us that it's God's nature to be generous. And he's generous because he loves. And so we're called to share in that. We're called to love the way God loves and therefore also to be generous the way he is generous. And if we do, that will prove that we are children of God. Jesus said that. He said, I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those and pray for those who persecute you, for your heavenly Father makes the sun rise on the good and the bad, cause the rain to fall on the just and unjust. Be generous in goodness so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Generosity is a great sign of being a child of God, a generosity of goodness. And of course, nobody was more generous after Jesus than Mary. She gave her son on the cross, and she united her sufferings of her heart with his sufferings on the cross for the salvation of the world. So may Mary, our mother, pray for us that generosity may become a real hallmark for us during this Lenten season and a real hallmark for our parish. And we ask her to pray for the Lenten mission that it may be fruitful and that many of the people in Hanover who are now walking in darkness, looking for hope, looking for healing, that we may invite them to the parish mission so that they can find the light of Christ and the healing and hope he wants to give to them.